Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the Big 8 Morning Mess, Am I Wrong? Replay on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Emily joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hi. I'm all right.
Hi.
We're good. We're good. What's good? You having some issues with somebody? Are you arguing with, a loved one or?
My husband, he's a mechanic. He's a great guy.
I didn't know any of that. I'll be honest with you.
All right. Well, now you do.
Okay. All right.
He works with this young girl. She's the receptionist. She's a young, cute little girl. She's in her 20s.
Yeah.
So recently the receptionist, her and her boyfriend, I guess they broke up. I'm not even really sure what happened, but she had to move out of her place. And he invites her to come stay in our spare bedroom. It's just weird. I don't want some, girl that I don't know in my house.
Who's so hot and 20.
He invited her but didn't even, run it by you first?
No! That's the weird thing. He offered her, and she said yes. And then he's like, oh, by the way, she's going to come stay with us.
Yeah. Oh, so she's not there yet?
No, she's not. She's not. Oh. She's planning to come. But I'm what?
Okay,
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Hang on. What's your husband's name? What's your husband's name?
Greg.
All right, let's call Greg and find out what's going on here.
Hello?
Greg.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for asking.
Do you have any idea who this is?
I'm working on it, but right now, no.
Okay.
Greg, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hi.
And we are very popular and hilarious morning radio show hosts on 95.1 WAPE.
According to ourselves.
Oh, right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. See, he knows. Oh, also, your wife's on the phone, Emily.
Hi.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Well, Emily.
Good.
She's very formal.
I know. Emily told us about the situation you have at work that you invited your receptionist to stay with you guys for a little bit.
Yeah.
She just kind of doesn't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, she's kind of already kind of made that a little bit clear to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
You didn't even run it by me. You just kind of sprung it on me, but...
Is that true? You didn't even call her and say, hey, I'm inviting a 20-year-old girl to come live with us?
Personally, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Right. Why not?
It's real temporary. It's probably just for just a few days. We've done it before. We did it with her sister when her sister was having some problems.
Right.
And I honestly didn't think it'd be a big deal.
Right. Why is it a big deal to you, Emily? I mean, is it that you're afraid something's going to happen with your husband and this girl, or?
I don't want to accuse my husband of anything, but I don't know this woman.
Yeah.
The thing is that my sister is related to me.
Right.
We both know her. I don't know this girl. I don't want her in my house.
What better way to get to know somebody, though, than to live with them for a few days?
No, that's a terrible idea.
You met her. You've met her. You've been at the shop. You've met her.
Yeah, but just meeting her and then living with her are two totally different things.
Well, yeah, I'm just helping out a friend. That's all I'm doing.
Let me ask you this question, Greg. How old is she?
She's 23.
23. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being Victoria's Secret fashion model, 1 being me, where would she rate on the scale of, looks and stuff?
Okay, if I have to, probably a 9, 9.5. 9.2.
Well, wow.
That's a really great question to ask right in front of his wife.
What was
yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
but my wife is an 11.
Oh, but your wife is 11. Sure.
Right now.
Yeah, no, good. Hmm. All right, hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595. Hey, Cheyenne from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Cheyenne. What did you want to say?
I was just calling to say that I don't agree that he should allow this woman to stay with him, especially if they're not talking to his wife. If my husband would have done that, I would have been really upset. But then again, my husband wouldn't have done that because he knows that's not okay.
Right, because you trained him properly.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
not trained him, but we have a mutual respect.
Right. No, right, exactly. Right. That's what I feel like we're saying the same thing.
No.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Rachel from the North Side.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel. What do you think we should do here?
That is not going to work out whatsoever.
Yeah. Even though he's just trying to be like friendly and helpful to a young girl in distress.
No, that's okay. Not going to work out at all.
Okay. All right. So just no.
Just plain no.
Okay. All right,
that's about it. Just a hard no.
Megan from Stark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. What'd you want to say?
Okay, so there's no reason why a grown man should want a 23-year-old woman living with his family and have the audacity to give her a 9.2 hotness scale, and then an afterthought be like, oh, my wife's an 11. Are you serious right now?
It's going to be
an issue.
You think it's going to be an issue?
100%. It's not even somebody that she knows. Like, the difference between having your sister or, like, a close friend stay with you is different.
That's completely different.
Yeah.
Stranger to this woman. Has all right to say no.
Right.
Put their foot down.
Coming from someone who's had both their sister and their close friend live with them for a few months, I don't think I would be happy if this happened to me.
What if your boyfriend Megan brought home like some hot chick from work and said, hey, she's going to live with us now?
Well, I mean, we both work at the same place, so I'd probably know who it was.
That's true.
but I don't think I would be like okay with that, especially since he didn't run it by her first.
Yeah.
He just told
exactly.
her. Yeah.
Right. They're married. It's just an opinion.
All right,
exactly.
Good point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Abigail, good morning. Thanks for calling the Big 8 Morning Mess. What do you want to say?
I would just like to say that it was very wrong of him not to ask his wife first. He should have trusted her and what she would have said. The fact that he didn't shows that he wanted this, and maybe he might have other intentions.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Would it have been wrong if he invited Ryan Gosling to come stay with him and didn't ask his wife first?
No, but...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Why wouldn't that be wrong?
Well, because he's a man. If a man invites a man, then that would be okay. But a man inviting a 9?
Okay. Oh, I see. So
that is not okay.
So it's okay to invite Ryan Gosling because he's a dude, not because he's Ryan Gosling. Got it. Okay.
I don't even agree with that. I think no matter what, like, you are, if you're a dude or a chick, like, you need to ask your significant other before you invite someone to live with you in your own home that you share together.
I'm pretty sure if you're...
I don't care.
I'm pretty sure if your boyfriend brought home Ryan Gosling, you'd be okay with it.
I mean, yeah.
You wouldn't be like, excuse me 1 second, Ryan.
No, actually...
You need to ask me first.
I would be like, why were you staying in this, like, crappy apartment? You're, like, rich. That wouldn't even make any sense,
Megan,
Mark.
Okay, you're missing the whole point. Thank you, Miss... excuse me, don't you have $1 million? Why don't you go stay in a fancy hotel?
For real, can you just buy us a house and then we can all live together?
Yeah, why don't we all go to your house?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Melissa from the North Side, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm doing good, how are you?
Great, Melissa, what do you think?
I think that it is completely wrong for him to invite a strange girl to live in his house without discussing it with his wife, because his wife, number one, it's a married discussion. It's what you do when you're married.
Mm-hmm.
You discuss things
right.
together. That builds a strong marriage,
mm-hmm.
number one. Number two, she doesn't even know this girl.
Yeah.
And so she's going to automatically think that he moved her in because he's wanting to get with her.
Hmm.
That causes all
but,
kind of problems.
I mean, let me ask you this. If you want to get with a woman, would you move her into your house? I mean, I feel like you would keep her far away from your wife.
Well, that's how I feel, too. I mean, but at the same time, though, I mean, some men are just bold like that.
Well, that is true. Hey,
that's the same.
Some men just don't care.
Yeah.
This girl has to have another option. She doesn't need to be going living with two married people who already have their life together. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Tanya from Green Cove, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Tanya. What'd you want to say?
no. Not only no, but hell no.
Yeah.
Wait, now it's even worse now because does the wife have to worry that he's got this 9.2 hot girl at work that he's crushing on?
Hey, that's just a number. That's not even a thing.
That's a pretty friggin' high number.
Well, I mean, she can't help the way she looks. That's not, you know.
What she looks like has nothing to do with the issue, though. Like, the issue is that he invited this woman she doesn't know to live in their house that they share together without even asking. Like, that's the issue.
I get that, but is he inviting her because she's a 9.2, or is he inviting her because...
I mean, I'm sure that makes it a little easier to put the... Like, here's the thing. Yeah, would he have invited a 50-year-old 3.7?
Right. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Also, it's very sexist of you to rate women that way, Tanya. I just want to point that out. Hey, thanks so much. 340-9595. Hey, Josh.
Yes.
What's up, man?
Not much. Wanted to give a little advice to these people. So... I think it's totally unacceptable that he has a 9.2 living there when he has a wife.
Right.
And he should kick her out immediately and send her to my house.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, we're going to get your address, Josh. Hang on 1 second. Savannah, get Josh's address. 340-9595.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.